On Friday, it's going to be quite a day. The SBA says they've got $350 billion in coronavirus loan capital that's going to be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. And the comforting thing is, they say if that's all used up, they're going to go back and get some more. The Small Business Administration happily is using all of the banks in the country to distribute that money. That means that David Brooks, the chairman, president, and CEO of Independent Bank Group, has been very busy, but he's taking time with us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be with you.
So how do you facilitate something like this? I mean, millions of applications all at once. Are you reaching out to your customers?
We are, in fact, and many, as you might imagine, have been reaching out to us over the last week since word of this came out, and we've been, obviously, it's a very fluid situation, David. The government's doing everything as quickly as they can to get the information to us so that we can administrate this program. Everything's geared to get the cash into mid-sized, small business people and proprietors as quickly as we can. The plan is to start taking applications on Friday and then process those through as quickly as we can. We're still in the midst of trying to figure out from Treasury and from the SBA exactly what type of documentation they're going to require. As you know, it's the Payroll Protection Program, or Paycheck Protection Program, as they've deemed it, to try to protect people's jobs, and so you can get up to 2.5 times what your current payroll, monthly payroll, is in a loan, and that has to go then to keep those people employed, and the additional for the next 2 months, and the additional money on top of that can go to support mortgage or rent payments, as well as utilities, and so it's really geared to keep people in business, keep people employed because of this just terrific disruption that we're experiencing at really no one's fault.
Typically, the SBA is one of those lenders of last resort. In this case, that's not true, right?
Not true at all. They happen to have the technology and the facilities in place to get this done. And then I think, as you said, David, wisely using the entire financial system, both banks and financial technology firms, to get this program administrated and out there. And in our case, we've got 94 locations across Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, Houston, and the Denver Front Range corridor in Colorado. And so those 94 locations are all convenient to our customers across Texas and Colorado to be able to access this. And so I think that's very wise of the SBA.
Will you get applications from people who are not presently customers?
I'm sorry, could you say that again, David?
Will you get applications for money that are not from your present customers, but people you haven't done business with before?
Definitely, and I think that's part of what the industry is working out. We're obviously going to give high preference to our existing customers, but look, it's in everyone's interest to help everyone who's in need and who's eligible for this program. So we're going to be we're training our lenders up tomorrow on how to take these applications and get this in process. And we're going to do it for our customers. We're going to do it for other, you know, eligible businesses across our footprint.
How will you vet them? Is that the SBA? Because anytime something like this comes along, you know, you think, well, is there a way to trick the system? Is fraud going to be rampant?
Well, that's always a question, and I think, you know, that you have to balance that with trying to keep the application simple and quick. Many have, you know, difficulty reaching their CPAs right now, and so what level of financial information? I think it's essentially going to be proving what your payroll has been, and maybe that's a tax return. Or maybe it's something, if you use a service, a payroll service, not sure exactly what's going to suffice. But that'll be up to the bank to make sure, whoever's going to administrate the program for that particular business, to make sure that they have some evidence that this company exists, that they were employing real people, and that they intend to continue to employ those people. However we document that.
Gosh, there's so many questions. How are you going to do this? I mean, we're all sheltered in place. People aren't going to come by and make loan applications with you directly, are they?
that's going to be the hard thing. We're still trying to figure out, Dave, as I mentioned, it being fluid. We're trying to see how much of it we can accommodate with technology. You know, people just scanning, copying, sending in the documentation we need. I think in some cases we will, because it's an essential business service, we will allow people to actually bring the documents in to our locations. And so that's all still in process to figure that out.
Is there a timetable? Obviously, this begins officially on Friday, although I think you can go ahead and make the applications out now. But is there a date certain that it ends?
It's supposedly 60 days is our understanding, but a lot of people, as you mentioned earlier, David, are speculating that it will the funding won't last a full 60 days, and that the SBA will be back to Congress asking for additional funding during that time.
And that's what they've said. I heard Steve Mnuchin say that, you know, it will go back. The Treasury will go back for more funding if it's necessary. This is. this really draw at a tough time to do business anyway. This must draw on every resource that you have.
We have made it the top priority, along with just taking care of all the other needs of our existing customers, trying to understand what we can do to continue to help people. As you know, David, people are hurting out there. People are unemployed. We're in for a long, difficult economic period, I'm afraid. And the more we can do to help people, and the more the government can do to facilitate that, the better. And so we want to work overtime, do what we can do to get the money to the people who need it.
And in your spare time, you're working on a timeline to close the acquisition or the merger with Texas Capital Bankshares, a major merger that I guess was originally slated for mid-2020 for a closing.
Yes, and that's we're still working to try to figure all this out. You know, as we're talking about these kinds of things, these programs like this Paycheck Protection Program, those are the urgent things. And you know, we're continuing to work on the other matters, such as the Texas Capital merger. But we don't even, you know, from a regulatory standpoint, just not sure about what the timing will be. But we're working hard to get there.
Well, it's going to be an interesting ride, and again, the money can't flow fast enough. What did I say? How quickly do you have a sense of when they can get their money?
I don't. We're trying to figure out with the Treasury and SBA how quickly, you know, if we get the documents in, how quickly can we expect, you know, it to be funded? But I think we can fund it as soon as we're confident that we've got the right documentation. So the funding will actually come from the bank or the organization that's administering the loan. So I think it will be, you know, very, very quickly after all the documentation's in that they'll get the funding, and then the banks will get reimbursed after the fact because it's a forgivable loan, assuming that the borrower does the things that they've pledged to do, which is keep their people employed and pay their bills. That as long as they do that, then the banks will be reimbursed from the SBA, which gets the money from the Treasury, to forgive those loans. So that's the way the funds flow will work. The funds will come from us to the customer, and then we'll get that money eventually back from the government, assuming that everything has been done correctly.
It's a good thing we've evolved into an electronic or virtual world. I think this could never happen with all the paperwork otherwise. We wish you all the luck. David R. Brooks is the chairman, president, and CEO of Independent Bank Group, and he's got his work cut out for him. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Brooks, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.